So a lot of folks in town are moved to respond to the many crises that are happening. And one of the biggest ones are food safety and food insecurity. And during their coronavirus, Emmanuel Lutheran Church down the street from Asheville FM here is conducting a drive-up open trunk food bank for any community member in need. Joining me on the phone is Sheila Edwards, who's one of the folks that are involved in this effort. Sheila, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, tell us how this all started real quickly in terms of how quickly you guys mobilized to start doing this food bank.
Well, it actually, Emmanuel Lutheran for many years has always been a partner with MANA Food Bank. We service the vets in Steadfast House and an in-school after-school program that I'm involved with, Delta House. And basically, the need just outgrew of what's happening, the coronavirus. It's in this area and all over the world. People that haven't had a paycheck for about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and you got to be able to feed your family. So on the 29th of March, it was our first week of doing it, we basically, you know, said, okay, let's do what we call a grab and go, something that's safe, as well as something that would take care of the needs of the people in the community. We basically have them to drive up, ask them how many people they have in their families, and pop their trunk. At that point, you know, with gloves and masks, we make a box, and we go out, and we put it in their trunk, and off they go. The first week, we had about 25 families and served maybe, you know, about 40 people. And this past week, and it's been going every week between 12 and 2, we do it on Sundays, including Easter Sunday, we did it. But we were up to like about 40 families, and we served over 109 people. So
oh, wow.
It's increasing, really increasing, because there is a significant need.
Right. And you've been working with MANA. They're helping supply some of the food that's coming through. And right now, are you running out, or you still have room for people to continue to grow?
We would welcome anyone that has a need. We will serve till we just run out.
Right.
We do it, you know, basically on Sunday afternoons between 12 and 2. And we've got an assortment that we pick up from MANA each week, as well as we've got a neighborhood friend in Aldi's. We have a little bit of everything.
Yeah, why don't you talk about some of the things you have? Because I was kind of surprised at the great variety of things.
Well, believe it or not, we, again, are blessed to have MANA Food Bank as a partner, and they have a great variety of stuff. Especially when times are hard, it's hard to get some fresh produce. So MANA's done a great job with that. Everything from cabbage, carrots, potatoes, onions, you know, basic type things, as well as, you know, rice, dried beans, canned vegetables. The beauty of working with Aldi's is we also get an assortment of what they have, you know, as far as going out date. And usually it's not something that's outdated.
Mm.
We were lucky enough, and I call it luck, truly, and what a blessing. A few weeks ago, we had an abundance of eggs because the driver that drove the truck in, I guess he put the pallet down a little hard. So we took advantage of that. We go to Aldi's a couple of times a week, and whatever they are donating, we, again, we're kind of like people that go through and make sure that things are, you know, proper. Like if they're eggs, we wash and we clean them or whatever. And people have been kind enough, because we've been doing this a long time, to donate their unused egg cartons. So we repackage things.
Mm-hmm.
We're gleaners.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
We make it happen. Last week, again, Manna's awesome because they provide us with a lot of even meats and stuff. Last week it was a plethora, and I call it a plethora because it was, of beef brisket.
Mm.
So, you know, it sounds pretty tasty and goes real good with potatoes and onions and, you know, vegetables.
And we all have more time to cook at home now, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's especially helpful, we found out in the past, and it's even more prevalent now. You've got seniors, believe it or not. We see a lot of those that are just one spouse instead of two. We've got single parents, and we've, you know, with the kids being out of school, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
They eat one meal a day, all day. And, of course, again, through Manna, we get the cereal. And, you know, again, a lot of bananas from Manna last week. So it just varies from week to week. We're really not sure of what we're going to get, but I do order online. And we're here to serve.
That's wonderful. I appreciate what you all are doing there. And for those of you that aren't West Asheville native, what's the address there?
That's 51 Wilburn Place. And it's right across, it's on right off Patton Avenue, almost right across the street from that Aldi's, in that little Wilburn Place. I think it's subdivision-like, so.
Yeah.
So we're doing all we can to help those that are in need.
Oh, wonderful. And that's, again, Sunday, every Sunday from noon until 2 p.m. And then you've put these social distancing measures in place, so you don't have to actually even...
You don't even get out. We ask that they not. It's just a grab. We call it a grab and go, because if they come in through the main parking lot, drive around to the back of the building, you'll see people in line there. And we basically, you know, have cars parked against our building for that social distancing. How many people? They can motion five or whatever, and pop your trunk.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it in, and off they go. And again, it's just a pleasure to be able to serve the community.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Sheila, and I appreciate, again, what you and all of your folks are doing over there at Emmanuel Lutheran Church on Sundays from 12 to 2, a drive up, open your trunk, and get some food in this crazy time of crisis. Sheila, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much.